Listen to the end of a lecture given by a professor of engineering.
But too often, it seems to me, we apply the term invention only to big, important items like the car or the telephone. After all, we can hardly imagine surviving without them. We don't stop to think that there are literally hundreds of inventions that make our lives a little easier, a little more convenient. Let's take something as common as the paper bag on my desk here. Yes, that's right. I've got my lunch in it. Well, I never open my lunch bag without thinking of Charles Stillwell, who in 1883 invented the first machine to produce bags like this. You see, before Stillwell, bags were pasted together by hand, and they didn't have flat bottoms, so they couldn't stand on their own, and you couldn't fold them very well either. Stillwell changed all that with what is really a marvelous piece of engineering. Think about it. Look at how efficiently this bag is designed. I can open it with a flick of my wrist, but I can also fold it back flat as a piece of paper, and I can store 100 of them under my desk. What's more, it's strong. See, I can even put this heavy dictionary in it, and it won't break. But it's cheap to produce. Really, it's a masterpiece of practical engineering. Grocery stores buy over 1 billion of them every year. Well, nobody remembers Stillwell nowadays, but his little invention has certainly proved useful. If any of you can produce anything half as useful, you'll have really done something.